Welcome to the Rich Thoughts Podcast, where our goal is to glorify God and terrify the devil. Get ready. It's going to be a great journey.
Good morning and welcome to Rich Thoughts for Breakfast.
I'm Harold Herring, and that's my fine wife, Beth. There are 26 reasons why a good, godly self-image is what our Heavenly Father wants every believer to have. Here's your A to Z list of why a poor self-image will leave you frustrated and wishing you'd done this or that differently. Here's these 26 reasons about the way a poor self-image, honey, affects people.
That's right.
A, affects your attitude. Philippians 2:5, New Living Translation. You must have the same attitude that Christ Jesus had. Pastor and author Chuck Swindoll, he said, we cannot change our past. We cannot change the fact that people act in a certain way. We cannot change the inevitable. The only thing we can do is play on the one string we have, and that's our attitude.
Good word. Number two, blocks your blessings. Proverbs 10:22, a great one to personalize. The Lord's blessings brings wealth to Lejeune, and he has no trouble to it.
Hallelujah.
Sorrow is the amplified
life. Yeah. Personalize that for yourself. Crushes your creativity. Galatians 6:4-5. 4-5 in the Message Bible. Make a careful exploration of who you are and the work that you've been given, and then sink yourself into that. Don't be impressed with yourself. Don't compare yourself with others. Each of you must take responsibility for doing the creative best you can with your own life. Now, on all these 26 we're giving you,
Yeah. Is
each one is a letter of the alphabet as we go through it.
That's
so
right.
We hope you're taking notes and that you can go back and, read these scriptures and in some case personalize them.
D, destroys your dreams. Joel 2:28 says, and it shall come to pass afterwards that I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh. And your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Your old men shall dream dreams. Your young men shall see visions.
A poor self-image will energize your enemy. Exodus 23:33. But if you will indeed listen to and obey his voice, I will be an enemy to your enemies and an adversary to your adversary.
Hallelujah. Fixes your finance. A poor self-image can fix your finances. In Job 42:10, it says, and the Lord turned the captivity of Job when he prayed for his friends. Also, the Lord gave Job twice as much as he had before.
A poor self-image will glitch your giving. Romans 12:6, will glitch your gifting. You do it to your giving too, but in this instance is gifting. Romans 12:6, Living Bible. God has given each of us the ability to do certain things well.
H, handicaps your hopes. Isaiah 26:3 in the Classic Amplified Bible. You will guard him and keep him in perfect and constant peace, whose mind, both its inclination and its character, is stayed on you, because he commits himself to, leans on you, and hopes confidently in you.
A poor self-image will cause you to ignore your ideas. 2 Thessalonians 1:11-12 in the Message Bible. Because we know that this extraordinary day is just ahead, we pray for you all the time. Pray that our God will make you fit for what he's called you to be. Pray that he'll fill you with good ideas and acts of faith with his own energy so that it all amounts to something. If your life honors the name of Jesus, he will honor you. Grace is behind and through all of this. Our God giving himself freely. The Master Jesus Christ giving himself freely.
Jay, jeopardizes your job. Jeopardizes your job. Ecclesiastes 5, verses 18 through 20 in the Message Bible. After looking at the way things are on this earth, here's what I've decided is the best way to live. Take care of yourself, have a good time, and make the most of whatever job you have as long as God gives you life. And that's about it. That's the human law. Yes, we should make the most of what God gives, both the bounty and the capacity to enjoy it. Accepting what's given and delighting in the work. It's God's gift. God deals out joy in the present. The now is useless to brood over how long we might live.
A poor self-image kidnaps your knowledge. Proverbs 10:14, New King James Version. Wise people store up knowledge, but the mouth of the foolish is near destruction.
L, loses your leadership. A poor self-image will cause you to lose your leadership. Proverbs 20, verse 28. Proverbs 20:28 in the Message Bible. Love and truth form a good leader. Sound leadership is found on loving integrity.
A poor self-image manhandles your motivation. Proverbs 16:10 in the Message Bible. A good leader motivates, doesn't mislead, doesn't exploit.
N, navigates your naivete. Navigates your naivety. Proverbs 1, verse 4 in the New American Standard Bible. To give prudence to the naive, to the youth, knowledge and discretion. Proverbs 1, verse 4.
A poor self-image obsesses over your obstacles. 2 Corinthians 10:4, New Living Translation. We destroy every proud obstacle that keeps people from knowing God. We capture their rebellious thoughts and teach them to obey Christ. You know, honey, I came across the quote by Dwight L. Moody, the great evangelist who once said, he that overcometh shall inherit, let me say that again, he that overcometh shall inherit all things. God has no poor children.
Hallelujah.
That's a strong quote.
P, paralyzes your potential. Ecclesiastes 11, verse 4, the Living Bible says, if you wait for perfect conditions, you'll never get anything done.
That's the truth.
Very true.
A poor self-image quits your quest. It causes you to quit your quest. Say that real fast 5 times. Proverbs 2:2, Classic Amplified Bible. Making your ear attentive to skillful and godly wisdom, and inclining and directing your heart and mind to understanding, applying all your powers to the quest for it.
R, ruins your relationships. Galatians 5, verse 14 in the Classic Amplified Bible. For the whole law concerning human relationships is compiled within the one precept, you shall love your neighbor as you do yourself.
Wow. Poor self-image sabotages your success. Jeremiah 29:11, New International Reader's Version. I know the plans I have for you, announces the Lord. I want you to enjoy success. I do not plan to harm you. I will give you hope for the years to come.
T, targets your talent. A poor self-image will target your talent. Matthew 25, verse 15 says, and unto one he gave 5 talents, to another 2, and to another 1, to every man according to his several ability, and straightway took his journey.
poor self-image and arms our uniqueness. Galatians 5, verses 25 and 26 in the Message Bible. Since this is the kind of life we've chosen, the life of the Spirit, let us make sure that we do not hold, that we do not just hold it as an idea in our heads or a sentiment in our hearts, but work out its implications in every detail of our lives. That means we will not compare ourselves with each other as if one of us were better and another worse. We have far more interesting things to do with our lives. Each of us is an original. Grab a hold of that. Each of us is an original. You are an original. There's nobody else like you. If you spend your life trying to be like somebody else, then all you ever be is second best. But God wants you to realize, embrace, and act on the fact that you're an original.
V, vacate your vision. A poor self-image will make you vacate your vision. Habakkuk 2:2 in the Contemporary English Version says, "Then the Lord told me, I will give you my message in the form of a vision. Write it clearly enough to read at a glance." Helen Keller, was the first deaf-blind person to earn a Bachelor's of Art degree. She once said, "The most pathetic person in the world is someone who has sight but has no vision."
Wow.
That's a very powerful quote.
Powerful. It really is. Poor self-image, waste your wisdom. A poor self-image, waste your wisdom. James 3:13. In the New Living Translation. If you're wise and understand God's ways, prove it by living an honorable life, doing good works with humility that comes from wisdom. Xenobiotic your Zendo towel.
There we go. That's what I was going to say. I needed his little help there for a sec. Romans 12, verse 13 says, "When God's people are in need, be ready to help them. Always be eager to practice hospitality."
A poor self-image yucks up yourself.
You came up with a good one there, babe. A couple good ones.
Mark 12:31, Classic Amplified. The second is like it, and is this: you shall love your neighbors yourself. There's no other commandment greater than these.
A poor self-image will zigzag your zest. Zigzags your zest. Psalm 27:1 in the Message Bible. Light, space, zest, that's God. So with him on my side, I'm fearless, afraid of no one and nothing.
Hallelujah.
And here are several
scriptures. For instance,
four.
Genesis 1:26.
There you go.
You know it well, and we were made in his image.
Yeah.
And after his likeness, and he gave us dominion.
Hallelujah. Jeremiah 1:5. That's in the Classic Amplified. "Before I formed you in the womb, I knew and approved of you as my chosen instrument. And before you were born, I separated and set you apart, consecrating you and appointed you as a prophet to the nations." That wasn't just for Jeremiah. He has a prophetic word for each one of us.
Psalm 139:14, King James. "I will praise thee, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are thy works, and my soul knoweth right well."
Amen. And Ephesians 2:10. Ephesians 2:10, Classic Amplified. "For we are God's own handiwork, his workmanship, recreated in Christ Jesus, born anew, that we may do those good works which God predestined, planned beforehand for us, taking paths which he prepared ahead of time, that we should walk in them, living the good life which he prearranged and made ready for us to live."
Hallelujah.
I
want to encourage you to go back over these 26. And, you know, and it's from the standpoint, we did a poor self-image. For instance, A affects your attitude. take it and make it into a positive. A great self-image has a good attitude.
That's right.
A great self-image will always be a blessing to others.
Right.
Just take it and turn it around, and you'll see how you can improve your self-image and do the things God has called you to do.
Amen.
Go to HaroldHearing.com. Check out this week's two-minute video. If you've been blessed by the teaching at the top where it says, sow a seed, just ask God what seed he'd have you sow. Do what he says. That's all we ever ask. And until tomorrow morning at 8:30 Eastern, God bless you. Happy trails.
And keep thinking rich thoughts.
We love you. We appreciate you. God bless you. Bye-bye.